Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 10th day of the month of Nisan. Today is day 550. Unbelievable. Today is day 550. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Mirzoff of Cass Hillel Day School in Boca Raton, Florida. Rabbi Mirzoff is not just a dear friend, not just a dear colleague. He works at our wonderful school here in Boca Raton, rainy Boca Raton at the moment. But Rabbi Mirzoff and I are cousins, and blood is thicker than water. Rabbi Mirzoff can confirm, but I believe our great-great-grandmothers were sisters. So that's how far back this goes. Rabbi Mirzoff will share words of Devar Chizik, will be followed by him reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Mirzoff will lead us in the Mishaverach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaverach for the hostages, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaverach L'cholim, where Rabbi Mirzoff will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. There are many reasons to sign up for that email. One, you get a sneak peek every morning, 9 o'clock Eastern. That email goes out, and you get a sneak peek as to who's going to be speaking. But also, because over the last month and a half, exclusively we have a list that is provided for us in collaboration with the Israeli Defense Force of all the chayalim, all the soldiers who have injuries, some that are visible physically, those that are invisible, to be mentally, that are all looking for a recovery. And that list is constantly, as the IDF shares it with us, refreshed. And we encourage you, please, if there's no other reason to receive the email, is just to have access to that list, to daven, to pray for all those who are in need of a refuah, for those who are protecting the borders of Eretz Yisrael and Israel and keeping all of us safe. But also, as we've been talking about on the program the last several days, if you have yet to vote in the ongoing World Zionist Congress elections, I'm sure Rabbi Mirzoff and his wife have voted. And if not, Rabbi Mirzoff, when you get off, I will send you the link. All of us need to take 5 minutes, $5, and to please vote. Every vote will and is making a difference. And I encourage you, please, ou.org/Tehillim call, ou.org/Tehillim call to vote. And last thing, tomorrow will be our final program going into Pesach. I tried to get someone for Thursday. It's so close to Pesach. So I'm grateful to all the Rabbanon who have been able to come on, especially just in the days leading up. And tomorrow I'll share more details as to when we will resume the program following the Chag of Pesach. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mirzoff.
Okay. So, Shkar, thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for the incredible Tuchus again, to be able to share words, to be able to learn, to be able to grow together. The last time I think we did this, our enemies from Iran were shooting rockets around our brothers and sisters. And please God, Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should continue to watch over our brothers and sisters, soldiers and captives. And yes, Rabbi Herman, we do, my mother just texted me as you were saying that. I think it was our great, great grandfathers that were brothers, but, Mishpacha is Mishpacha nonetheless. I just, showed a clip to my students around a half hour ago, which I would love to share with you. Just a small little clip that I saw from Rachel Glover Pullen, otherwise known as Hirsch's mother. And I showed my students and I said, guys, look at Hirsch's mother. What do you see on Hirsch's mother's shirt? And I showed them that she had the 548 number from 2 days ago. She had an incredible, incredible podcast all about how this Pesach is different. She was talking about the 59 hostages and the 24 of them are still alive. And I said, guys, can I ask you a question? Why is she still wearing the sticker? Her son is murdered. Her son is in the next world. Why does she have this sticker on? And very appropriately, they all said, because even though her son is not a hostage anymore, the Jew wants a hostage. The Jewish people are connected. The Jewish people are all together. And I think that is the main lesson that I'm really trying to think about. Now, before Pesach every year, but definitely especially this year, the Chiddush Harim has a very beautiful idea that I always like to say around the Makos, we'll get around the Makos time, and you can try to sneak in a little Dvar Torah here or there, but in between all the kids, Baruch Hashem. So he says a very impactful lesson, which I think is literally what Rachel Goldberg told him, was literally what she was talking about and what she's living with, that is an incredible unity, incredible achdus, and sense of one nation. It says by the Maka of the plague of darkness that the Mitzrim, they weren't able to see each other. They weren't even able to move. Rashi says that the darkness was so thick, but the Jewish people had light. The Chiddush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe, says an incredible lesson. And I think it's very appropriate for each and every one of us. He says, you know what? We know what darkness is. You know what Choshech is? Lo ra'u ish es achiv. When a person is only focused on themselves, only focused on their own needs, only focused on their own Pesach, only focused on themselves, that's Choshech. But B'nai Yisrael, haya or b'moshe asam. The Jewish people, it's embedded, it's in our DNA, that every single Jew is connected to each other. When we don't think about each other, that's when we become a little mystery. Our job going into Pesach is not only thinking about the hostages, and not only thinking about the soldiers, but also our children. We're thinking about ourselves. There's so much pressure from the Yitzhara, especially Shabbos, Pesach, Shabbos. There's so much has to go on before Shabbos, especially this Friday. Especially, it can be so easy to lose ourselves in the lesson. We have to make sure to spread that love. It doesn't just start with the hostages and soldiers. We have to spread the love to our families as well. And I think it's so important. Rav Shor, we had this clip of having Rav Shor a few weeks ago, actually a month and a half ago, here in Boker Tzon Synagogue, BRS, up over Shlita, brought him down. And he said an incredible lesson. The Gemara tells us that Kol Agoda Mechavero Yetzer Goda Himen. Anyone, the greater the tzaddik, the greater the Yetzer. It's a simple fact. The greater the tzaddik, the greater Hashem gives them their evil inclination. So a short quote from the Fonim Sarmus explains that that doesn't only apply to people, but also applies to time, right? What, think about it in your own life. One is that usually the arguments in the house usually happens right before Shabbos, right before Yontif. The Yetzirah knows the greater the time, the greater the Kedusha, the greater the Yetzirah wants to be able to go and be able to shut it down. Our job is to be able to not just play defense, but our job is to play offense, to be able to make sure it's going to be Erev Shabbos, it's going to be Erev Yontif, and no things get crazy. I'm going to do my best to not only think about others, not thinking about myself. And if someone makes a comment, I don't have to answer back. Lo ro ish esachiv, lo kam ish mitachtiv, lo chol b'nei Yisrael, haya or b'moshe asam. The Jewish people, to be a light, to be a Jew, means that I think about someone else, that I think about other people. And I'll end with this. The Vilna Gaon tells us, if you look at the end of Parshas Bo, which we're going to read on Pesach, shivas yamim tol chamatos, perek yugim pasuk vav, 7 days you shall eat matos. The next pasuk, next verse, literally the next pasuk, Yudgim Ozayin, Matzos Teachel Shivas Hayomim. 7 days you shall eat matzos. So it says very simple. Pasuk Vav, you tell me to eat matzos for 7 days. Pasuk Zayin, you tell me to eat matzos for 7 days. Why this repetition? Why is the Torah telling us this same thing twice? The same edict, the same mitzvah to be able to eat, do it twice. And says the Vilna Gaon, no, you're not getting it. The first time, it says matzo, the first time you see 7 days for matzos, it says mem tzadi up. 7 days of matzos, you shall eat matzos without the vav. The next pasuk, matzos, it says matzos te'achal. Matzos mem tzadi vav tov te'achal. Make sure that you are matzos eaten. But there, matzos is spelled different. The first pasuk, matzos, is spelled without the vav. That refers to your own obligation, your own mitzvah obligation to eat matzos. But the second pasuk is that you shall make sure that other people are eating. And that's why there's a vav. There's an extra vav there because that mitzvah of making sure of Moses Chitin, that is forever. That there's nothing that a Jew can do more for each other but to make sure that other Jews have what to eat. And what the Jews want to eat, yes, it just also obviously means economically, making sure we take care of everyone to make sure they have a beautiful seder. But Moses Chitin and Moses Teachel Shiras Yaman also applies to spreading that love. They're jumping on a call 2 days before Yom Tov to be able to hone in, to lead in to the Jewish people, to gather together. That's what it's all about. So yes, Rachel Goldberg Poland, she's wearing that sticker of because the Jewish people are one. And when a Jew realizes that we're not thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about others. You want a Pesach to all about? Pesach is about the ability to look outward, to look outward, to look at other people, not focus on ourselves, and to be able to realize that that's not something that's outside of us. It's who we are. And why every Motzei Shabbos we turn on the news and you see what's going on in Tel Aviv, and you have all the former hostages, and because Jewish people are one. And that doesn't all just apply to spread love to soldiers and to hostages. Of course we do. And we're thinking about them every Shemon Esrei, every paragraph of Tehillim. But to spread that love inside of our home, to spread that calmness, that presence of mind, that love and unity. And now I'm really going to end. Rabbi Judah Michel from Maderach, all you Mashpia, he writes in the beginning of his Agada, when the Siva Shalom, the son of Rabbi, came home, and the Seder was so beautiful. The matzos were placed, and the cups were there, and everything was so beautiful. And next thing you know, is the 4-year-old daughter of the Nesiva Shalom, just 4-year-old, she took the beautiful tablecloth and ripped it off, and everything went flying. And Nesiva Shalom grabbed the 4-year-old girl slowly and calmly and carefully and said, Zisalach, Zisalach, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be just as beautiful. She felt bad. She felt bad that she ruined, quote unquote, the entire, and they took back the matzos and they put back the dalakosos and they cleaned it up and they started their seder. Our seders are never going to run the way we plan. Let's be honest. They're always the kids crying here, things going here, whatever. At the end of the day, Pesach is a time. Pesach is done especially at the seder to spread that love, to spread that unity, to spread that calmness and that unity that we all beg and we all need. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should finally end this war, 550 days, and Bez Hashem, bring us home to all to Yerushalayim, Bez Hashem, Yisbarach. Chapter 20, Perek Chaf. Lamnatzeach Mizmor L'David. Yancha Adinoi B'yom Sarah Yisagecha Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Mechosecha Rolas Kledash Nesela Yitzin Lecha Chilalecha Chatas Kledimole Rana Nebishotecha V'Shem Eloheinu Nego Imale Adoyne Kol Mechosecha Atay Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishitcho Yanem Shmei Kadsho B'Gruot Yeshi Mino Eile V'Recha V'Eile V'Asot V'Asusim Anachna B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nachkir Hema Karav V'Nafalo Anachna Kamen V'Nisadara Adonai Yoshia Amelech Yaneinu Yom Karinu Tehillim Chav Gimel 23 Mizmal Adavid Adonai Roi Loachar V'Nosdesh Abitene Amen Menuchus Dina Aleni Nafshi Yishov Yanchene Gamar V'Sada Gohan Shemo Gam Kielach B'Geit Malas Lo Yira Ki Atayim Adi Shedekha Mishantacha Hemai Nachamuni Tarach Lefane Shukha Neget Zorai Mishantav Hashem Anorshiko Sivaya Ach Tov V'Chesed Yibitzuni Kho Enei Chayai Shavti B'Veis Adonai V'Orach Yamin Chapter 121 Kuf Chach Alach Shila Malos Esa Eina Ela Reme Ayani V'Ozi Zinim Adinai Hosei Shemaim V'Oret Ayitim Amor Alecha Ayinim Shomracha Hinei Lo Yanum V'Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomracha Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yimilecha Yom HaMashem Ashlo Yaketa Berech Balayla Adonai Yishmarcha Yikora Yishmarcha Nashacha Adonai Yishmar Tzeta Lecha Yata V'Yad Olam Tilem Kof Lamed 130 Shia Malos Yima Makim Kirsicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Kuli Yena Aznecha Kashavos V'Kol Tachna Im Avanos Tishmar Yah Adonai Mi Yamot
Yisateif alai ruchi, atayadata, yisivosi ba'orach zu alech, tam nufachli, habi, yamin urei, ve'en li makir avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lanafshi, zaakti elecho adinoi, amarti, tamachti chelki v'eret achayim, hakshiva lerinosi, ki delosi me'ora, tzileni merod fai, ki amsu mimeni, utsia mimaski nafshi lodos ashamecha, biyachtir tzadikim, yisigmo alai. Chaynikol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'asara v'shiriyah, That's for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land. May the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishaberach Abbasinu, Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Chalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, Anshi Kochos HaBitochon, Ha'omdin HaMashmar Asinu, Rei Eloheinim Gula Avanon, Avan Mitzrayim, Mena Yom Agadol Alavo Harava, V'chol Makom Shehim, V'yabasha V'avir L'yam, Yitin Adonai Yitzvina Hakamim Alino Nigofim Yitzvim, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishmor, V'yatzio, Eschele Nikol Tzor V'tzuka, Nikol Negam Achol V'yishach Bracha, V'atzlacha V'chol Ma'asirim, Yaber Sonim Tafkeim, Yachem Kesas, Yusu of a Tart, Zuchom, Ikraham Baham, Akasuv, Kiadanai, Elohechem, Aolechimachem, Yulachamachem, Yulachem, Roshia Tchem, and Omar, Amen. Mishaber Chavasino, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe, Baaron, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Yishmor, Yinstor, Et Nedred, Zaha, Gana, Lisa, Ushuya, Is Koachinu, Hanisunim, Batsoro, the Shuvia, Bavur, Shakola, Kola, Hakarish, Azem, Is Fowl, Baburam, Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Sheva Aaron, Dov, and Shlomo, who Yivarach, Es, Acholim.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mirzah. Truly appreciate it. Appreciate having you on the program. I wish you and your wonderful family, Chakasha, the Sameach, and we look back. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be the final program going into the Chag of Pesach tomorrow, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.